Proclamation number 7020 of 19th of January, 1958. Diversity of vineyard work. My servants on earth have to be unusually active, and anyone who declares himself willing to help with the work of salvation in the last days before the end is also suitable to do the right work. For he will be placed where he can work for me and my kingdom according to his strength. For the work is so varied and does not always consist of outwardly visible activity. Silent prayers are also pleasant to me who take care of erring souls and give them their love through intercession. For I can accept their love on their behalf, I can strengthen the soul's willpower so that they will find the path of return more easily. But a rightly lived earthly life is also vineyard work insofar as a fellow human being can likewise be prompted to lead a right way of life through good example. No human being is incapable of redemptive activity if it is only in his will to be a co-worker with me in the last days. And I assign different work to everyone, and he will also feel it within himself that he is urged to do this or that. He will eagerly give in to his inner urge as soon as he has once declared his willingness to do vineyard work. 19th of the 1st, 1958. For this willingness of his also proves his love for me and also for his fellow human beings, and as soon as love fills a person he also has the strength and need not fear failure. The human being should not only think of himself, even if it concerns the development of his soul, spiritual striving, for then there is still no true love in him and then he will never attain maturity of soul either. Only activity in unselfish neighborly love is decisive, and this is the most beautiful task a person can set himself if he also wants to help his fellow human being achieve maturity of soul. Then every activity he now undertakes, be it earthly or spiritual work, will also be blessed. For as soon as his thoughts apply to the redemption of the still unfree spiritual he already enters my service, albeit still unconsciously. But soon he will also consciously offer himself to me for service, and I will accept him because I still need many servants in the last days. And as soon as the human being himself makes an effort to live a life of love, his fellow human being's spiritual hardship will also become apparent to him and stimulate his will to help, to be active for me and my kingdom. His thoughts will be guided correctly, he will also speak in accordance with his realization and always in such a way that his fellow human being can also benefit from listening to him. For everyone can call upon his fellow human beings to live a life of love. Everyone can present me myself as a god of love to the other person and try to persuade him to consider me as father and to make contact with me. For anyone who believes in me himself can also represent his faith to his fellow human being, and thus he is already doing vineyard work. He seeks to make the field receptive for the seed of my love, for my word. Every spiritual conversation can be such vineyard work if it is conducted in full confidence that I myself am present where two or three are gathered in my name. And anyone who has a living faith in me also draws my presence to such conversation. And then he will no longer speak himself but I will speak through him. And no matter how simple and unlearned his words may sound, they can have a more convincing effect than highly learned sermons where living faith is missing. There must be a quiet, inner willingness to serve the recognized God and Father. Only one thing is necessary, that the human being himself has first attained a living faith through love, For a formal Christianity will not produce true vineyard laborers but only dead proclamations of the word which do not awaken life and thus cannot be spoken of as true vineyard labor. And therefore I always and constantly recruit servants for my vineyard so that the work of redemption for the erring souls can become ever more extensive, so that again and again a light can be brought into the darkness. Because time is hurrying and every person who does not resist this help should still be helped. It is to be an activity with love, for any work without love will also remain unsuccessful. But love achieves much, for love is the redeeming strength. Amen.